From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Dad Cast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dude Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of June 7th, 2011. I'm John Magi. I'll be your host this week, and I am joined in the studios by Kevin Close, Corey Martin, Julie Martin, Kathy Whirling, Scott Smith, and Max back in the peanut gallery. I went the other way around the table. Did you know?
Very good.
But Max is always last, no matter which way you start. It's sad. In case you're not aware, Pete Werner, Walter Eccles, and Teresa Eccles are on an 11-night Disney Cruise Line Mediterranean sailing. They are finishing up. When do they do back, Max?
The night.
August 3rd.
Really?
Thursday.
They'll be back Thursday night? Say again?
The 9th. I don't know, sometime during that day.
Okay. Well, you should know, because aren't you going to pick them up at the airport?
They'll call me at some point.
We just flew 12 hours, and then we have to wait for Max.
To squeeze into them tight pants by the time he gets there. In case you haven't been listening, they have recorded their own one-hour podcast about their adventures by Disney and on in Barcelona. Give that a listen when you get a chance. This segment, the team is going to talk about our advice and our ways to stay cool in the very, very hot summer Florida weather. We've had some very unseasonably hot weather so far this year, so we thought it would be appropriate to open up a discussion about ideas and tips and tricks we have for staying cool in the Florida summer heat. Also this week, Kathy Rowling tells us about her experiences at Gay Days in the Magic Kingdom. The Disneyland team has an entire show for you. And we also have a Disboards show for you this week and much, much more. So we hope you listen to everything that's going on. So let's get started. Like I mentioned, very, very unseasonably warm weather so far.
And the rains haven't come yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, early May, late May, early June, it's not usually this warm. We're talking about pushing 100 degrees during the midday.
It's embarrassing how much I sweat. Like, I look around at other moms on the playground, and not one of them is sweating. It's pouring down my face, and like my neck and my back and my legs. It's
Stepford
disgusting. I don't know where these women are coming from, but they don't sweat.
There's a couple of discussions on the Diz Unplugged boards. First of all, about the rain predictions. Folks, if you're reading our predictions and or the weather predictions and you're seeing that it's going to rain every day that you're here, you really should just understand that usually in the summer that means it rains for a short period of time, and it's usually pretty local. Our Diz Unplugged meteorologist, Beams of Light, Carolyn, has gone on and explained that that's pretty standard for Florida. So even if you see rain, it's not typically a full day rain. As a matter of fact, that's very rare. The other thing is there's a discussion for women on our Diz Unplugged board about how to keep certain parts of your anatomy dry. So,
oh, can we just say what the title is?
Go ahead.
About how your body, how not to make gravy with your body.
I know.
Yeah, so that's a
that's
one.
Another
no.
one.
Yeah.
I thought that was part of the.
That one makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Just the vision.
Yeah, I was hungry when I came in here.
Again, we're pushing 100 degrees during the day, midday, hot, very, very hot sun, no clouds in the sky. Kevin talked about rain. When they predict rain, again, they say a 10% chance of rain. That's 10% of the area could see a shower during the day. So we have.
No, that's not what that means.
Yeah.
That's what that means there's a 10% chance out of 100 that it's going to rain.
In a localized area, not the entire area doesn't have a 10% chance of rain. So what I'm saying is that even though it could be raining somewhere else in the Orlando area, it could not be raining at Disney.
It literally could be raining on one side of Main Street and not on the other.
Yeah, it happens.
But we really do need rain, and I've said that on the thread and caught some heat for that. But when you open your door in the morning and the smell of smoke knocks you off your feet.
Every morning.
A couple weeks ago, there was like 4 fires burning on the grounds at Magic Kingdom. There was that one big one that everybody talked about, but there were several other ones. And I'm sure as much as everybody doesn't want rain, they don't want to see the parks burning either.
There was a fire backstage at Hollywood Studios on Saturday. They had to close down one of the backstage roads. It was like right next to Lights Motors Action. Mm.
And while you may not be worried that it's going to burn down where you are, the smoke can be a health hazard.
Yes.
In addition to reducing visibility, it's very bad for you to breathe that smoke.
The wildfires were nowhere near our house, and we have to be careful about how often we let the dogs out because it's so thick at times. So
what you want to do is if you hear smoke or smell smoke, you don't want to stay out for long periods of time. It can be really detrimental to your health, especially if you have a breathing problem as it is. So yeah, that's something to worry about in addition to the heat of the fires here in Florida. Luckily at this moment, though, as far as I know, there's no local fires. They've all been put out. So that's good news.
I can still smell smoke today at my house.
Yeah,
could
you?
So there's something somewhere.
Now, here's the problem, too. And let me just say this. If you do smell smoke, it's not necessarily Florida's burning. They do controlled burns of the underbrush or of construction areas where they clear the land and they put everything in a big pile and they burn it. So sometimes if you come out and smell smoke, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
It also doesn't necessarily mean it's anywhere near you.
Right? Is it really smart to do a controlled burn this time of year, though?
No, not really.
I mean, you better have enough firefighters, you know, around, I would think, if you're having a controlled burn.
If you see them do it at, like, a construction area, they usually do it in the middle, away from everything else. But the woods is something completely different.
You remember that one about 4 or 5 years ago that was up I-4 towards Tampa that they had? It was a controlled burn, and then the weather conditions changed. And how many people, you know, were involved in accidents and stuff. So, I mean, it can start out as a huge pileup because of that smoke.
Yeah.
There's something that happens that where the fire will jump the road. Mm-hmm. It'll start on one side of the road, and then ash will burn over.
Actually, 528 on the way to Canaveral.
It's been closed quite a few times.
Has closed where the road burnt. So they can get out of hand.
Right. So just be aware of that. But let's go back to the heat here in Florida and things that we can do or you can do while you're on vacation to minimize the impact of the heat.
I think the first thing is if you stay at a Disney resort, I mean, that's at least you get to the parks in air condition, whether it's a bus or you can use a monorail. I mean, that's one step that you have over people staying off-site where you have to drive to the park and park in that hot parking lot and walk from there using the tram or whatever. So even if you're staying at Disney Resort, I mean, that's a plus.
The transportation's already running when you get in there, so the air's already on and cool and gives you a little bit. It seems, of course, it's always better in the morning and at night as the sun is...
Most definitely. My opinion would be to go early and then after lunch, go back to your resort or hotel, whatever. Either take a nap, as Bob would say, or enjoy the pool and cool down till about 3, you know, then head back out for dinner and late night park.
Get in early, get out early.
One of the things that bothers me is as I walk through the park, I see kids in strollers without a cover over them or something. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, the mother's walking around in a tank top and the smallest shorts, and that kid's invariably laying on a hot plastic. Doesn't matter if there's anything underneath them. There's a plastic thing underneath that, right? Yeah. Aren't most strollers got plastic somewhere that the kid actually sits on?
Yeah, it's padded, but yes.
Right. And I think to myself, that is something that you really have to be aware of. If they're in that enclosed area, it's even hotter in there.
Right. So that, like you said, sunscreen your children. Nothing
sunscreen
irritates,
everybody.
Right. But nothing irritates me more than a sunburned baby or small child because they have no control over whether or not they are covered with sunscreen.
And you see them everywhere in the parks.
Yes, you do. But like Kevin was saying, don't bring a stroller that does not have a cover. They're going to get sunburned. They're going to get, you know, maybe even like some sort of a heat stroke possibly. Yeah. But then if they are covered, like I know with our stroller, then it can be too much because then they're so enclosed that they aren't getting any sort of a breeze or anything. So then I would say make sure you are taking them out of the stroller to let them have time out in the open air.
You know, this might be a plug for Orlando Stroller Rentals, but the strollers they offer have a double canopy where they come, I mean, these are huge, huge canopies on these strollers.
Bears and Bentley are totally covered with the exception of maybe knees to toes.
I think it's important that when you're thinking about yourself for the hot summer, you also think about the kids, you know, and make sure you crack the window when you leave them in the car.
I always, I mean, I put sunscreen on them before anyone else. You know, Corey's on his own.
Other thing that you see people in Florida a lot is you really have to be cautious to not forget areas that are going to be exposed to the sun. I think one of the worst sunburns I ever got was the top of my feet.
Oh, yes.
If you're wearing flip-flops, that's going to hurt for a very long time.
Or your ears.
I overheard a little boy at Lizard Beach. He said, told his mom, he goes, my feet can get sunburned? Because she was telling him to make sure and rub it on top of his feet. And she said, yes. He goes, I've never heard of that.
And bring your sunscreen with you from home, because when you buy it on property, it's going to be more expensive.
Right. It is available on property, so it's not one of those things where it's like, I don't have sunscreen, what am I going to do? But you're right.
Don't forget to reapply. Another area is, if you women, we part our hair. My part inevitably gets sunburned at least 2 to 3 times a summer because I forget to spray it there.
And as far as sunscreen, too, you need it all year round down here. It's not like up north where you might see the sun every couple of days. You need it every day down here if you're out in the sun.
There's also an effect that happens in that if you're walking in a park that has a lot of concrete, you get a reflective burn.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be cautious of that as well.
We should also bring you to the clothes you wear during the summer. Don't wear dark clothes. Yeah. Wear lighter colors.
Don't wear jeans. It's actually painful to see people walking through the park. I sit there and I think, oh, just go home. You got to be miserable.
As hot as I am in tank top and shorts, you have to be on fire.
And you see those people every day when you go in the park. There's that person who decided they were going to look stylish, and they're wearing jeans.
And I know there are some, you know, religions where, you know, people don't wear shorts, and I guess that's fine. But I know for women, you know, even a long skirt would, as long as it's kind of flowy, might help to aerate your legs and things like that.
Well, there's like those cotton pants that you could wear. I would wear something like that if you're going to be like going through the park all day, because then the sun's not beating on your legs. So don't wear denim.
Ugh.
But those cotton pants are nice.
There's also something else to talk about in the summer. Have you heard about the rash that some people get from your knees down?
I have, but I've never seen anyone with it.
It's
somebody just recently showed me theirs, and it really gets Teresa.
Right,
she gets it.
I forget what it's called, but I hear it every year. People walking around, and it's a reflection off the concrete or the blacktop, and it's from the knees down, and you get what looks like a rash, and it's harmless. And usually you can soothe it with like an Aveeno lotion or something like that. But it's also very common as you're walking around in the parks down here during the summer for that to happen. So if you all of a sudden from your knees down break out in some rash, you're not alone. You're not weird.
So now what about other tips for staying cool? I mean, there's some obvious stuff out there. Lighter clothes, Corey mentioned.
Stay hydrated. Plenty of water.
And stay towards the water, not the caffeinated beverages.
Yeah. Right. People think that's a good point. People think that I'm drinking something. I'm drinking coffee. I'm drinking soda. I'm staying hydrated. That's actually not true.
Caffeine is actually a diuretic.
Right.
Last year, remember when we did the thing at Via Napoli, and we did the, and you talked about walking into the park? Well, that afternoon I went over.
There was a shuttle.
Well, that afternoon I went over to SeaWorld because they were giving a tour or something. And I hadn't kept myself hydrated. I had been drinking diet soda. And I got over to SeaWorld, and I had like a heat stroke or something that all of a sudden, like I Katie, you know, said, like, you look like you had gone to somewhere else.
Yeah, like tunnel vision.
Yeah, and I was having like yellow spots in front of my eyes and everything. And once I stopped and hydrated myself again, then I was okay. But that's scary when you're going through that. And I had somebody there to help me deal with it if you're there by yourself. So I've learned now, if I'm out in the parks or anywhere for any length of time, it's water, water, water.
Yeah, if you feel any of those signs, I mean, you need to do something quick. Get in a cool area fast, because that's heat exhaustion, and that the next is heat stroke, and then you're in the hospital. So if you find yourself getting a headache or your muscle cramps, your nausea.
Every counter service restaurant in any park in Disney World will give you a glass of ice water at no charge.
Yeah, I actually got a tip from Leah. She says, Hydro Flask, fill them up with water and ice, and then throughout the day, use those free cups of water from any counter service restaurant to refill your Hydro Flask.
Also, you can get dehydrated to a lesser extent. You know, you don't have to wait for the swooning and the headaches to occur. I mean, if you're at the end of your day, if you get leg cramps, that means you're not drinking enough water.
Mm-hmm.
So just be conscious of that. Drink plenty of water, clear liquids are always the best.
A lot of the refrigerators in the resorts, too, you can put like bottled water in there and freeze it, mm-hmm. and then take the frozen bottle of water with you through the park so then it stays cold.
And melts during your day, and then you have cold water to drink as well.
Yeah. Besides even water to drink, I mean, those little water mister fans.
Which, as I mentioned,
yeah,
those too.
Are yeah. great.
Yeah, especially for kids who are in those hot strollers. That's definitely a plus.
I have two that I bought. I think we bought them in BJ's or...
I think you got them at the dollar store.
You can get them at the dollar store now. It's called a Misty Mate.
Oh,
you
love
fill it
one.
With
yeah.
a little bit of water and it mists you.
You guys gave us one of those. And we used it until it broke.
Yeah, I think those are great without soaking you. And if you don't want to buy something special, bring a Ziploc bag with you and a washcloth from your hotel room. Any water fountain, any bathroom, wet the washcloth through the back of your neck, do your face, do your kids.
I was going to say, on the Wild Africa trek, one of the highlights was they had these towels that were in plastic wrap that they had kept in a cooler. Mm-hmm. And when they rip them open, I guess they said it had like lemongrass scent and menthol, and it was cold and wet. It was
awesome.
The greatest thing ever.
I'm sure.
And so I was trying to find, I don't know what brand that was, but I found one online. It's frostytowels.com, but they're packaged towels, and it's when you rip it open, it's automatically cold. Mm. It's like those, you know, army dinners that heat up on their own or whatever. Like it, and it stays cold. It says for several hours.
Are you on their website now?
Yeah.
Does it give you a price?
Yes, it does. Let me see. It's a 3-pack is $8.97.
And what's it? Give us the website again. It's
frostytowels.com. Awesome. And it's a 12 inch by 12 inch personal size towel. So you put it on the back of your neck or on your head.
I also found a product.
Awesome.
We had taken a flight to Italy years ago. And on the plane, they gave you a little bottle of something by a company called Lather. L-A-T-H-E-R. And it was cucumber ginseng mist. And it's kind of that same thing as that Misty Mate. I've since gone out, and I still have that little bottle that I got on that airline. But I went to Lather, and it's lather.com, I believe, and purchased another bottle of it, and I refill it. And it's surprising that just that simple mist and the cucumber and the ginseng, first of all, it smells good, but there are cooling properties to that also. And it's great if you have it in your pocket, even if it's not cold. I'm sure someone's going to be able to explain it better than I do, but the evaporation on your body actually cools your body down. So
there's that neckerchief type thing that you can get that has the crystals in it that you soak it in water and then wear it around your neck and it stays cool for like the whole time.
There's something I used to use when I was working in a warehouse in high school. I mean, this warehouse was really, really hot and I would use Florida water. It's
cologne. They call it Florida water cologne.
But it doesn't really, I forget what it smells like.
Smell
I know it
like
was very cold, refreshing. Yeah. You pour it on a rag and ice cold water.
Even if you don't bring a washcloth with you, a couple of paper towels, get a cup of ice water. And that will, dip it in the ice water and cool down that way.
Shoot, I just need to pour the whole cup over my head.
There's other things you can do too. I mean, one of the things is get out of the heat.
Right.
I have some recommendations from Mike Holland, his favorite cool down locations in the parks. He says Ellen's Energy. What is it? Universe Energy something.
Ellen's Energy
yes.
Adventure.
Cool down and take a nap.
Spaceship Earth, Test Track, One Man's Dream, Pirates of the Caribbean, the TTA, any big shade tree at World Showcase, the Friendship Boats, the Enchanted Tiki Room when it's open, or the Carousel of Progress. I thought those were all really
Hall
good
of
suggestions.
Presidents, mm-hmm. The American Adventure.
Interventions.
The movies in Canada, France, China.
Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about Disney is that there are a lot of indoor attractions that you can take advantage of, and you should take advantage of these too, especially in the summer.
And then the parks, some of the parks have the little splash pads for the kids.
Those are the best.
And again, be sure they have sunscreen on while they're out frolicking in the water because they're not thinking about the sun, but you can get burned there. But Epcot has them, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom's.
Or they're not working right now, but they used to.
But, I mean, there's always some place, and, yeah, to take an extra set of clothes for the kids so that if they feel like they want to do that. Because sometimes when you're touring through the park and the kids are getting fussy, if you just stop for a little bit mm-hmm. and let them play in the water, then you can go for a couple more hours.
I mean, I think an extra set of clothes for any small child is a good idea anyway. Mm-hmm. But because I wish I brought extra clothes for myself. because I perspire and sweat so much that it's like, okay, I need a new shirt or a new pair of underwear, you know, something.
You also have to remember to reapply sunscreen, especially if your kids are getting wet.
Now, if you have really, really small kids, you can take advantage of the baby care centers in all the parks. There's one in each park.
Well, I mean, I think in addition to that, you don't have to have kids. You can go to the first aid stations.
Right.
If it's an emergency, if you're feeling like the heat's really getting to you, go stop in the first aid station, sit, cool down.
If you've pushed yourself too far and there's not a family member around to help you, please approach a cast member. And just let them know that you're not feeling well and what your symptoms are and things like that.
I think what a lot of people who come from other parts of the country don't realize just how hot it can be here. So they think, I'm coming to Orlando, I'm coming to Florida, I'm going to go every second of every day to enjoy my day. You just can't do it.
You also hear people will say, well, it'll rain in the afternoon and then cool down.
No.
That is not the case.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse. Now it's hot and humid.
Steamy.
Yeah.
Another good trick, I think, is frozen fruit. I know, like frozen grapes or blueberries. That way, for myself, but also for kids, you know, that's a good way to get a little food in them, a little snack, as well as, you know, some water, too. Because grapes have, you know.
And you don't want to eat like a big heavy meal. You want to eat light. You know, if you want to eat something heavier, wait till you get back to your resort or something when you're done for the day, but not while you're trying to tour the parks. And
a lot of the heat exhaustion cases I had to deal with at Blizzard Beach was it was from people that hadn't had anything to eat all day.
Right.
They were drinking, but they just didn't eat anything. They were just too into the rides and the slides. That was the most common thing.
Most of the food they serve in a water park is heavy. I mean, who wants to eat a pulled pork sandwich out in the hot sun? That's just my opinion. I mean, they have salads and stuff, too. But
that actually sounds good.
You want to go to a water park?
I still have gravy on my mind, so I'm not hungry.
Well, speaking of gravy, there are things you can do from a personal hygiene perspective to stay cool. Kevin talks about it all the time.
Gold bond powder. It's got a little bit of analgesic in it. It's also great if you've gotten sunburn. I've talked about this several times before. You cannot use it on your face or anywhere near your nose or your mouth. But if you've got sunburn on your shoulders, applying it very gently. You don't want to rub sunburn because you'll just annoy those nerve endings. But if you use like an old shirt or something to kind of powder puff it on, it, especially for kids, it takes away the sting because of the slight analgesic that's in it. And it also helps you. Again, you can't use it on your forehead or stuff like that, but if you use it before you go out, it helps. If you do perspire, it helps keep you drier.
It's a good tagline.
And if you have the other thing, it's an old-fashioned remedy, but if you're at all sensitive to scents of any kind, good old-fashioned cornstarch works just fine. And it has no
odor.
Fragrance.
No odor, no fragrance, nothing to upset your skin.
Every time we talk about sunburn, I can only think about poor little Stella last year. And I have to say that's probably one of the worst cases of a sunburn I've ever seen. You do not want that to happen to your child.
She had blisters. And
it was awful.
I got sunburn. I fell asleep in the sun one time and the front of my thighs got sunburned so bad. I had to go to work the next day and had to call in and say, listen, I can come to work, but I have to wear shorts.
Really short shorts.
Well, I had a bathing suit on, so it was the lower part of my thighs. But I said, if I can't, I cannot wear pants.
And Kevin, I was thinking from a female perspective, you probably weren't in a Speedo.
Hot pants.
No, I had sun poisoning on my honeymoon. I got sun poisoning on my honeymoon, and that's not the time you want to go like, no, stay away, stay away.
Don't touch me.
One of the things that you'll hear people talk about all the time is you buy that blue aloe gel. The problem with that feels very, very good going on, but that tends to dry and tighten your skin. And then as
not if
soon,
you buy the real aloe.
I was going to say, what he's talking about is right. Is the,
yeah.
And I don't mean to gel talk any stuff? Kind. I'm talking Hawaiian Tropic.
Yeah, they make some sort of a weird.
And what happens is you put it on and it feels great going on, but as it dries, your skin kind of tightens. And then if you move, all you're doing is upsetting it again.
Yeah.
You need something that's not going to.
Or you need a moisturizer in with your aloe or your analgesic.
So I also
hydrates your skin.
Use the powder, like when we go to Castaway Key or someplace, like if you've got sand on your feet, you know how you go down and you sort of rinse your feet off, but you still have some sand. If you put that powder on your feet, it helps take the last of the sand off.
They actually make a product now.
Oh, really?
It's like a little pouch that's made out of some sort of a satiny type of material filled with some sort of powder and some other things. And they say keep it in your car, like after the beach or whatever.
Oh,
instead
that's cool.
of having to rinse with water, you just rub the sand right off.
Oh, that's cool. Because, yeah. you know, sometimes kids don't like to then go get their feet wet again.
Exactly.
And this works. I always have a little thing in my beach bag.
I was reading travel tips the other day. We're getting ready to go away, and I've just been, you know, trying to remember things that I'm afraid I will forget. And one of the things I was reading was about sunburn. And if you get sunburned very badly, when you go back to your hotel, if you soak a cloth, a sheet, ask the hotel for an extra sheet. If you soak a sheet in lukewarm water, and cover the sunburnt part of your body, it will actually help you. Like, you know how, have you ever had a sunburn and not been able to get to sleep? This is one of the things they recommend. It would actually help you sleep a little better with it. But they said use lukewarm water. People tend to use cold water, and that's not going to help you as much. The lukewarm water will help you take the burn away.
Never heard of that before.
The rest of the people, if you're sleeping with someone else, they might not be happy that you're using
a wet sheet in the bed.
I would also say when you're coming to the parks, a lot of people don't forget, you do a lot of walking when you're here. If you get the chance before you come down, you know, do some walking. Don't just go from sitting at your desk all day to now you're doing 10 miles in the park. You know, that's going to tire you out. That's going to make you sweat.
Especially in 94 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And for the fashionistas who are listening, wear the appropriate footwear.
Mm-hmm. You mean stilettos?
If we see you in Lady Gaga high heels, we're going to talk about you.
And if you are a member of my party and you complain about blisters after you wear those high heels in the parks, I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Right.
Also, think about where you're going to eat. There's a lot of places you can eat outside, but in the summer, try to eat inside. Make your dining arrangements and think about, you know, you're sitting down, at least sit in air condition and eat.
Right. Yeah, that's, I don't want to be dripping while I'm trying to enjoy my taco or whatever.
I think that's like, you can always tell who's from out of town. Like in January when we're in like long pants and a sweater and you see the tourists are in shorts. And down here in the summertime, the people that are sitting at the outside tables are the people that are from like up north or whatever. The Floridians are sitting inside the restaurant.
True.
Like, it's a beautiful day. Let's sit outside. Then, like, before your meal comes, you're like, we should really sit inside.
Right. Yeah. So I could pay. If you start to sizzle, move inside.
We talked about things that you can do while you're in the park, you know, places where you can stop and get cool and things you can do. Also, I think it's important that during your week here, plan a day where you're not in a park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go to Downtown Disney and see a movie. There are things you can do, maybe go
Disney
shopping.
Quest. Disney it's inside. Quest.
Something else to keep, and we're talking back to kids, you can pretty much guarantee that if there's a surface, it's going to be hot when your kids sit on it. If you rent one of those plastic strollers, make sure that before you let your child sit on that plastic seat, that you keep in mind that that plastic seat's going to be pretty hot.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't even put our dogs in that thing.
Or even your car seats in the car. Just don't plop your kid in because all those surfaces can heat up and your child can get burned.
How many times have you got in your car in the summer and you can't even touch the steering wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Or gosh forbid you put your arm on the metal part while you're getting in
the
car.
Windows all of a sudden you have a red mark or something.
And if you are driving, make sure you get the window shades. If you plan on parking in that in the parking lot or even the parking lot at the resort that you're staying.
Tell people what you mean by window shades.
You know those window shades that cover the entire front? I mean, they have them all in different themes now.
Right. They fold up and then you unfold them and you put them in your windshield and that helps.
I'm not talking about the old school cardboard ones. Those work, but they're a little tougher to travel with. There are some ones that fold up into like a little circle.
Some of them are reflective.
Right. That's the ones
so
we
you can
have.
Make popcorn in your car while you're
But he never remembers to use them.
And don't leave your pets because I've heard stories of people leaving their pets in their cars while they go into the park.
See it, I'm going to recall the police and report you.
We're
going to
break your window.
I'm probably going to smash your window.
I'll break a window. Yeah.
Disney will go to the car and get the animal out.
Yeah.
So save yourself the time and aggravation. Leave your pets.
It is against the law in Florida to leave your pet in the car.
Or child.
Actually, that's not true, believe it or not.
Yeah, really?
It's not against the law.
It is not against the law to leave a child in the car. It is against the law to leave your dog in the car.
That is so backwards.
Yeah. It's crazy. There's a kennel. I'm sorry. Let me go quick. There's a kennel on property where you can bring your dogs and your pets over there and for
it's
the day.
It's very nice.
Very nice. It's expensive, but you know what? Too bad. You're paying.
If you come out and your window is broken and your pet is gone, chances are one of the podcast crew found it.
Well, Disney will leave a note, and they've even called like the sheriff to come, and then you have to explain to the sheriff why you left your. And they do give tickets for things like that.
Oh, yeah. You can be charged with animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have the kennels at the theme parks anymore, so you need to remember right. that.
Going back to those window shades, one thing I learned very quickly is if you're going to be using your car, put the window shade up at night before you go to bed. Because, like, my car, I'm facing the sun.
Good.
And so even by 10 a.m., your car is going to be 90 to 100 degrees inside.
I've also, we've done it where when I used to come here on vacation, you don't think about going to an auto parts store and buying an auto shade. Mm-hmm. I came from Albany where you didn't need one. We've taken towels and just rolled the windows down a little bit and put them in the windows and roll the window back up. It helps.
Or cover your steering wheel too so you don't have to go, oh.
And if you're driving to the cruise terminal, I mean, your car's going to be sitting there for 3 to 7 days. You better have a window shade that whole time.
They have a parking garage now, so hopefully you'll be undercover. But there's part of the parking structure that's outside. You could be parking outside.
I mean, we actually had a car that was ruined. Remember your old Alero? Because when we first moved here, you know, we live in Louisiana. It's hot there. But the way the sun beats here, it's totally different. And it started to roll up, like the dashboard.
When John purchased the car,
so if you don't want your car to be ruined.
It had sat in the parking lot at the car dealership for quite a while. The day we bought it, they took it inside to wash it. And they sprayed water on the windshield, and the complete windshield cracked.
Mm.
Shattered.
It was so hot.
I don't think a lot of people don't appreciate either the heat or the fact that the sun is so intense here. I mean, it fades furniture. It fades the interior of your car. It could
change the outside color of your car.
Okay, there are people whose cars...
Look at the people who drive around with cars, and it looks like the paint's peeling off.
Cars are starting to do that, starting to discolor. So
it's
really, really strong here, guys. Just keep that in mind.
When we lived in Pennsylvania, it would get hot and have high humidity. But again, I wasn't out in the parks all day. So, I mean, there are parts of the country that do get a lot of heat and humidity. But they have to remember they're coming here to, you know, and especially if you're doing commando in the parks that you're going from this attraction to you really do have to pay attention.
There's also a phenomenon here where it doesn't get cool at night.
Yeah.
Up north, you could count on it dropping 30 degrees at night.
Right.
The other thing was that when we would have those days where it would be 98 up north, it was awful for 2 weeks.
Right.
But that didn't give everything in the world time to absorb that heat.
Right.
It stays hot enough here longer that ground stays hot all night and all day. At night, as John said, it would cool down a little bit, and at least it would give time to sort of go away. Yeah. It doesn't here.
Yeah.
I was going to say one more apparel tip. A lot of people want to wear hats to shield their eyes, but you know, a lot of body heat is released from your head.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So don't underestimate the visor. It may look a little silly on some people.
I like visors.
But then you have to take into account the fact that Julie's
the
right. Your hair, and that hurts.
Yeah.
If you're a person who doesn't have hair too, you know, I know there's a lot of bald people out
lather
there.
It up.
Put sunscreen on your head.
Yeah.
John has a full head of hair. Do you know the first thing on John that's going to burn?
His head?
No. The tops of his ears.
Yes. No. Me too.
Well, Corey has a widow's peak, and he always forgets to put sunscreen up here.
And my little points.
Up there. So he'll have sunscreen all the way down, and then you'll see these two little red spots.
Up there.
And you'll see, you walk through the restaurants at night after, and you see the people, ooh, you didn't apply.
You missed a spot.
Exactly.
There's always that spot on my back, or that section that I couldn't reach.
Yeah, I learned that lesson when I went to Blizzard Beach by myself on Saturday, and I did not have anybody to spray me from behind, and I wasn't going to ask a total stranger. So
that's
I tried to do it myself.
Could have went into the wave pool.
I was a little spotty.
And you see the women in the restaurants who are wearing the strapless things because they were wearing something, a top with straps on it, and it's, you know, you've got the red, white, red thing across your shoulders.
I mean, it's very, very hot here. And it's something that I think people don't really consider. They think, I'm on vacation. I'm going to have a good time. Yeah, it's going to be warm. I mean, this is a health risk. here in Florida. So please, please, please.
The only people I know for sure that know how hot it is here are people in Louisiana, because they're already having 100 degrees and over.
The people
day.
In Texas, Texas, anyone along the southern part of the country is going to tell you it's just, it gets hot.
It's miserable.
And again, you have heat where you live, and it's going to be hot where you live, but you're not here going 24 hours a day. Right. You're not standing in lines where it's the sun's beating on you.
It's the sunshine state for a reason.
The other thing is, it's closer to the equator than Michigan or New York State. It just did, the sun's closer to you. That's true.
Excellent. All right, well, we hope you got some tips and tricks out of staying cool during the summer in Florida. I think a lot of what we told you is common sense, but unfortunately, I think when people are on vacation, they kind of leave their common sense behind. So just keep that
in mind. Do you want me to say my quote again?
Yes, Dr. Phyllis. Go ahead.
Dr. Phyllis.
Common sense just ain't common as it used to be.
It's true. Thank you guys for participating in that conversation. Thank you, everybody, who listened to this segment. We have other segments going on this week. We hope you listen to all of them and enjoy them. And that'll do it for this segment of the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion. Kevin's apparently packing up and going home.
I think he's ready for a
I'm
break.
I'm not going that far,
he's
but go ahead.
Okay. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.